Welcome to What's the Buzz and Why, and where we feature music, comedy, and more. I'll have a chat room open soon. I have to open in another window. If you join the chat room, you can plug whatever you want to plug, as long as it's legal. All right. How should we begin today? What are we feeling? It's been Easter. My favorite. How about Fanny Flagg Sings? I love this little bit. Fanny Flagg, you might remember, she wrote Fried Green Tomatoes, but she was also a comedian in her own right, along the lines of personality-wise, like Steve Martin, I guess, but before Steve Martin, even. Brilliant woman. Here we go. Fanny Flagg Sings.
Thank you. Thank you very much. On our very first show, we were paid a visit by a very funny young lady, and she was so impressed with Nashville and its music that she's back tonight making her singing debut. Won't you please welcome Miss Fanny Flagg.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before I start, first of all, I would like to say how grateful I am to my dear friend, Mr. Johnny Cash, for allowing me to make my singing debut on his show tonight. And I want to say how flattered I am to be among the company of such wonderful singers as Lulu, Mr. John Hartford, and of course, Mr. Chet Atkins. I am a recent graduate of the Sylacauga Academy for the Musically Retarded, and I have chosen to sing for you tonight a torch song. And I suppose I chose a torch song to sing to you at the suggestion of Mr. Johnny Cash, who says that I sing rather sadly. Breaking at your sweet peas. I had just been awarded first prize from the Southern Flower Fanciers Association for my huge magnolia blossoms. Earl's Hot House was the last stop on our tour of hot houses of Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee. I remember he had the biggest japonicas I'd ever seen. Oh, it was love at first sight. I remember it step by step. The first time he held my hand was in the hollyhocks. And then he put his arm around me in a bed of morning glories. But then came the afternoon when he kissed me in the iris. Of all was when he asked me to become his bride. We were standing right in the middle of his prized sunflowers. Oh, I'll never forget our wedding. I carried a bouquet of 57 of his prized sunflowers as a symbol of our love. Oh, I'll never forget the little bridesmaid who caught my bouquet. I understand she's still in traction, poor dear. Oh, our marriage was wonderful. Other women would get diamonds and furs. I always got sunflowers. He was sentimental that way. But then one day I noticed a change in Earl's appearance. He didn't appear for weeks at a time. He told me he had a sick Daisy. Then I saw Daisy. And now, when I think of all the promises he made, and I see my sunflowers begin to fade, I wish he'd given me a lovely bunch of forget-me-nots. For now, my sunflowers are beginning to rot. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew.
Say to Sigurd Wade and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bencher from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. at TuneIn right here in Miramar. And if you'd like, George does commercials, so check him out. He might make you one. All right, George Benton to the Mom Pop Shop. You can Facebook friend him as well. Okay, now how about little Jean?
All right, now the point is to look for the humor around us every day. Left Brain and I wound up in Nanaimo, Canada, about a year ago. We had 5 hours to kill before we took the ferry. We went straight to the Visitors Bureau, and I said, we've got a rental car for 5 more hours. Young woman sitting there, you know, young, these wonderful, smart Elon students here. They know I don't really am talking about them. This was another caliber person here. Sitting right there, and I said, what would you suggest that we do for 5 hours? And she said, well, pulled out some flyers and some brochures, and she said, oh, I know what, pointed to the map and said, if you'll go back to the terminal ferry area right down the street and go south for 13 kilometers, you'll come to the Nanaimo River, named after the town. I said, all right. She said, and just go a little further and you'll find the Nanaimo Man-Made Bridge. I said, named after the town and the river. She said, that's right. And if you'll go out there right now, you can bungee jump. Have you ever wanted to take a young person's face in your hands and say lovingly, "Are you in there? Are you in there? Look at us. Just look at us." Left Brain at that time was 68 years old. Thin, solid white hair, also thin. I was 62 years old, not as thin as I once was, and my hair is Clairol Tweed number 14. We don't look like we would bungee jump. But I knew that Left Brain didn't know what she was talking about. Because when you've been married a long time, you know who the other one knows, what they know. I think we know those, but you don't know those people. I'm telling you that. You don't know those people. So I said, "Do you know what she's talking about?" Left Brain said, I'm not sure I do. "What she wants us to do, honey, go out to that river and get on that bridge and put on some kind of boots with ropes and things on them. And then when we're secure, we go to the edge of that bridge and we hurl our body off that bridge. We hang upside down." She said 140 feet. Thank you. "We're going to drop 140 feet and we're going to hang there until somebody reels us up." Left Brain said, "I can't do that. My teeth will fall out." This young person, a well-intended, said, "Oh, no, sir. There's somebody up on the bridge, and before you jump, they'll always have the people take out their hearing aids and their teeth and their..." Beam me up, Scotty. Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. How many people do you have that come out there and before they jump, first have to put their teeth and their hearing aid in? What do you say? Put your three-prong walker against a tree? Well, she was almost defensive, and because we were laughing, and she said, "Well, you get your money's worth because you do a whole lot more than just hang there." She said, "Because when you pop, that bungee cord springs you way over here and then over here. And it's like a pendulum. You go back. It's a ride," she said, "until finally you stop. So you get your money's worth." Left Brain said, "I'll tell you what, I don't want to do it, honey, but we got to go out there and see it." And when she heard "see it," her eyes got as big as plates. She said, oh, if you just want to see it, you should come back the weekend after Valentine's Day. That's when they raise money for charities and people jump in the nude." Left Brain said, "What'd she say?" "Naked. She wants us to jump naked. In Canada in February, we're going to come up here and jump naked." We started laughing so much about it. I said, wait a minute, Left Brain, we're missing the whole boat here. This might be a good thing. With all the sagging areas on our bodies, if we could hang there long enough naked, we might could knock a few things back in place. And he said, no, we can't do that because of that swinging part. With all the sagging areas on our body, we're liable to start rolling and slap ourselves silly. We could barely get out of the building. We got outside and Left Brain just as serious. "Oh, honey, I love you so much, but you were just as serious." She said, "I'll tell you, I do want to ride out there and see it, but I'll guarantee you, you're never going to get me to spongy jump."
This is the joint right here. A striped shirt and khaki.
Becky? Being resistant from the gas?
Nice.
The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that. I've got what you need.
Let me tell you what I mean.
Bowling for Jesus now. Now we're
You should know the solution to taxes. What's this? Okay, tomorrow's the deadline for those that file taxes, and what a stressful time. So author, yoga master Edward Vilga has a new book out, hit number one on Amazon last week, called The Yoga of Money. The Yoga of Money on Amazon. It'll help you de-stress with simple breath and stretch exercises you could do for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, that's my time. The Yoga of Money Manifesto by Edward Vilga. Go to Amazon. V-I-L-G-A is how you spell his name. It's a new book, very reasonably priced. And basically, he's a hip yogic version of Susie Orman. Okay, only funnier. He expertly guides you through your relationship to money with compassion and a healthy dose of humor. Okay, you want to check that out. The Yoga of Money Manifesto. And get those taxes done. For more information, you can go to www.edwardvilga.com. Check it out. I highly recommend it. Thank you very much. All right, let's keep this show going in our unusual, I don't know what that long pause was something. It must have been on Blog Talk Radio. The chat room is open. I'm just hopping back and forth between everything to get to it. So just stay with us. Because what can I say? Okay, Rena Strober. The Crazy Train.
I know that things are going wrong for me. You've got to listen to my words. Oh,
Without a Lover. The chat room is open, everyone, so I'm just slipping back and forth through it. And, wow, we're down to our last minute. How did that happen? Oh, time flies when you're having fun. Remember to check out this new book, The Yoga of Money Manifesto. The Yoga of Money Manifesto. I believe it's available on Amazon, and it's very reasonably priced. Breathe in, breathe out. Your taxes will get done. And I hear he's a very funny guy. Go to www.edwardvilga.com. www.edwardvilga.com. The solution to tax season stress. The Yoga of Money Manifesto, Edward Vilga. Check it out. Oh, and he's a Yale graduate, so there you go. Go Yale. All right, we're winding down here, and as usual, I've got to find my something that's 1 minute to wind down with, and it's always tricky. It's always tricky with me. I should do a one-minute spot of some kind. That would always help. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. This has been your host, Nancy Lombardo, with What's the Buzz New York. I highly recommend that yoga book. Check it out. The Yoga of Money Manifesto. Okay, so anyway, thank you for tuning in. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. I think I'll go out with slang. We'll just go a little bit over the top.
And now,
Betty Jo Tucker,
ten
movie
rip-roaring
advocate, 20
slang
every
terms
due
for a comeback.
Blog Talk Radio.
Legs, specifically a lady.
Get a load of them gams on Louise. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow, a person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water, any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys want me zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in this stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Make my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onion. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
Bye-bye.